The English Civil War, 1639 to 1660. The English Civil War from June to December of 1647. Now, this is the period where we have all this negotiation going on between the king and the battle between the New Model Army and Parliament, and of course, troops wanting to be sent by Parliament to Ireland. So I thought it would be a good idea to go and give you kind of a background to what is taking place and what dates. Then we can go back to the actual events that occurred in a much more detailed form. So let's start with June the 10th. On June the 10th, you have the general rendezvous of the New Model Army at Triplow Heath near Cambridge. The Council of the Army rejects Parliament's latest terms. A letter signed by Fairfax, Cromwell, and Ireton, and 10 other officers is sent to the city authorities outlining the soldiers' grievances. The army then marches to Royston. On June the 12th, the New Model Army marches from Royston towards London. The militia committee orders the trained bands to mobilize, but only the Westminster Regiment turns out in strength. On June the 19th, the Marquis of Ormond surrenders Dublin to Jones, the parliamentarian. July the 15th, Preston captures the fortress near Noss, near Dublin, for the Confederates, for the independence of Ireland. July the 17th, General Monk, parliamentarian, appointed commander of all Parliament's forces in Ulster, with the exception of Monroe's Covenanters. On July the 23rd, Preston, Irish, captures the fortress of Maynooth from the Confederates and then besieges Trim in preparation for the attack on Dublin. On July the 28th, the Marquess of Ormond, a royalist, surrenders the Lord Lieutenancy of Ireland to parliamentary commissioners at Dublin and sets sail for England. On July the 29th, the army marches for London. On August the 1st, General Council of the Army offers the heads of proposals. Jones, parliamentarian, marches out of Dublin against Preston's Irish Confederates. On August the 4th, supporters of the army open the city gates. Four regiments occupy Southwark. Fairfax receives a letter from the city announcing its intentions to submit. Jones, a parliamentarian, joins with forces commanded by Sir Henry Tichborne, a parliamentarian, and the parliamentarian governor of Drogheda, and Colonel Moore, also a parliamentarian, from Dundalk. On August the 6th, the New Model Army marches to Westminster. The Lord Mayor and Aldermen welcome Fairfax at Hyde Park. The Common Council greets him at Charing Cross. On August the 7th, in a deliberate show of strength, the army marches through London on its way to its new headquarters at Croydon. On August the 8th, the Battle of Dugan's Hill. Jones, a parliamentarian, defeats Preston, the Irish, and the Confederate Leinster's army. Siege of Trim is lifted, and the forts at Noss and Maynooth recovered for Parliament. On September the 5th, General Monk, parliamentarian, arrives in Dublin to take command of the parliamentary forces in Ulster. On September the 9th, the Army Council discusses terms for the King's restoration. September the 21st, publication of the first issue of the Royalists' new book, Mercurius Pragmaticus. On October the 2nd, Jones, a parliamentarian, marches from Dublin against the Confederates. He joins Monk, a parliamentarian, to form a combined parliamentarian army in Ireland of 6,000 infantry and 1,600 horse. During October, Jones's campaigns against O'Neill, the Irish, clear northern Leinster of the Confederate strongholds. On October the 6th, the Army Council resolves to open new negotiations with the King, offering him more lenient terms than those offered by Parliament. On October the 7th, Jones, a royalist, storms Port Leicester, and the garrison is massacred. On October the 11th, Charles refuses to negotiate with the army. The Royal Council is then dismissed. On October the 28th, the beginning of the Putney debates under the presidency of Cromwell, Council of the Army meets in Putney Church to discuss the case of the armies and the agreements of the people. On November the 6th, Parliament resolves to force its propositions on the King without negotiations. On November the 9th, a new Army Council appointed, consisting of officers only. Three separate smaller army reviews to be held. Anxious to maintain army discipline, Fairfax requests the church lands be sold to provide for the soldiers' pay. On November the 11th, Charles escapes from Hampton Court. On November the 13th, Charles arrives on the Isle of Wight and stays at Carisbrook Castle. The Battle of Knocknos Lord Inquin, parliamentarian, defeats a Confederate army of Viscount Taffy in Munster. November the 14th, Fairfax, the parliamentarian, and the Council of Officers submit the army remonstrances outlining its intention of abandoning negotiations with Charles and to bring him to trial as an enemy of the people. On November the 15th, at Corkbush Field near Warr in Herefordshire, two regiments threaten the mutiny. Fairfax and Cromwell personally confront the troops, and three ringleaders are arrested. Private Richard Arnold is shot as an example. On November the 25th, Cromwell turns against the king when a letter is intercepted in which Charles tells the queen his plans to negotiate with the Scottish Presbyterians rather than the army. This is known as the Saddle Letter. On December the 15th, Charles sends the Scottish commissioners a draft of the terms he is now willing to accept. And on December the 26th, Charles signs the engagement with the Scottish commissioners. So the Second English Civil War will begin in 1648. Just a quick run through, and some of this we had already covered to some extent in the past, but to give you a concept of time through this period and to see that the Parliament was successful in sending troops to Ireland. Now, the sources for this is The History of England by Thornton, Lockyer, and Smith, Cromwell, Lord Protector by Fraser, Fairfax by Wilson, Cromwell by Wedgwood, Cavaliers and Round versus Roundheads, English Civil War, 1642-1649 by Hibbert, English Civil War, 1640-1660 by Warden, and the English Civil War Atlas and Concise History of the Wars of the Three Kingdoms, 1639-51 by Lipscomb. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.